Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Red Wine Therapist. I have my lovely, lovely lady.
Hey.
Hey, it's Leah. And then we have...
Allison Victorin. Yeah.
Yay.
Allison is a new addition to our Red Wine family.
Yes. We're so excited.
We're trying her out tonight, like some of these wines.
They're trying me out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Miss Jade is going to be on tour. So she's going to be busy with rehearsals, and then she's going to be all over the country.
Oh.
Yep.
And just doing Stuart Little and just being awesome.
And you can follow her.
As an actress, not a pop star.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
she's on tour.
Yeah, as an actress.
You can follow her on her Facebook page and see where she's going to be if you guys want to show up and
say hello.
Well,
but we'll miss her.
Yeah.
We love her. Totally we will. But we are very excited. Allison is
Yay.
With us. And so what we're going to be doing is alternating with her, maybe another co-host, see who fits best for the rest of the season. And then if we decide to do a Red Wine Therapist 2, that person
Which I
will
hope
be,
we will.
I hope so, too. Tweet us and let us know how you feel about that.
Just like six?
No,
well,
season
like
two.
Season two.
Oh, season. Sorry. Yeah.
So, in case that nobody knows, we decided we're gonna do 8 to 9 episodes.
Yeah,
this is
for
our
one season.
For one season.
We should do 12 like OTV, like a pot, you know, like first season. We should make
To be discussed. Okay, what do you guys think?
TBD. To be decided.
TBD. So, let's talk about our wines. Neiman, what do we got here?
Let's see, we have this one white wine, which I'm not a big white wine drinker.
I know, we got a wine, white wine in the house.
Grigio, Santa Margherita. It was a recommendation from...
Drum roll, please!
Cammie Parker! Hello!
Big boobs. Oh.
How about that?
I brought the Velvet Devil. It's a Merlot out of Washington State.
Ooh, that looks
nice.
Good.
Let's see.
I brought that...
Allison brought the Great Creek Vineyards Cabernet Syrah blend.
It's a local.
Ooh.
Fredericksburg, nice. Texas.
Lovely.
Oh, very cool.
And then Shantae, because she is an alcoholic after my own heart, brought two wines. She brought
yes.
Ravenswood Zinfandel. I love Zinfandel.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Panul Cabernet.
Mm-hmm. It's Chilean.
Chilean wine here.
Mm-hmm.
Multicultural.
Yes.
Wine tonight.
Cheers. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, we do.
A lot to drink.
And we're going to have a token straight guy to ask questions to all of our burning cues for the straight man. You
and
know.
Hopefully have some A's.
Why
us.
Don't you call us anymore? Why?
Yes.
What? Tell us what's happening. So we'll be talking with him. His name is Brian Massey.
Massey.
Yeah.
And he's a film actor and he does lots of voice work and stuff. So we'll talk to him later on. But first, I want to get to know our new co-host.
Yes.
That's me.
And I want you to tell us a little about you.
All right. I'm married. I've been married for 8 years now.
Awesome.
I get a new ring every year. And
do you really?
Really?
I just got this one.
Are you serious? Oh. You get a new ring every year?
Because yeah. He didn't let me pick out the ring I wanted, so now I get a new one every year.
That's awesome. That's
show
nice.
Me how much you love me
every year. It's a nice reminder.
It is. I have a 4-year-old son, Cyrus, and he is exactly like Dennis the Menace. Very precocious. And
a little cowlick
and white blonde hair.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
Yeah.
I love your nickname for him. You have to say it.
Sirent.
Sirent.
Is that the nickname?
I haven't heard that
one. Oh,
that
was from Funimation. What's the other one? And now he makes us call him Uni because
really?
That's Junior in German.
Cute.
Because he wants to be Daddy Junior, but I was like, you can't be called Daddy Junior. That's weird.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's call you Uni.
Oh, that's cute.
Duff.
No.
Baby
you,
Nazi.
Well, on your YouTube. On your YouTube channel, Little Baby Nazi.
Little
screaming
blonde,
baby.
Little
blue eyed.
Blonde,
oh, no Hiles tonight. No.
No, I mean, on your YouTube
screaming
channel.
Baby?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, he screams all the time.
What do you call him?
Screaming baby. I have so many nicknames.
That's the one that cracks me
because
up.
Because he's, oh, I burst myself. I don't know what happened. I was hoping for, like, I was praying that God would give me a gentle, kind, quiet little person like my husband is. Uh-huh. No, I got myself. Aww. Aggressive, loud, talky talk. Like, from 5 in the morning to 10 at night.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it's never ending. But he's very cute, so. Oh,
well, that helps.
I know.
That helps, so you'll keep on.
And he lets me dress him, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's it. Oh, and I'm an actress.
So where would, like, our listeners know you from? Like, which anime, movies, commercials, YouTube?
Funimation.
Plug that shit.
YouTube.com/AllieVictorin. And
which I love, by the way. It's like Allie and her mom take on the world.
And
it's so sweet.
Everyone else. I rode a camel the last episode.
What?
It was on my bucket list. I was
awesome. To ride a camel?
Yeah.
Jade Check. Goes on tour. Allison rides a camel.
I did. Yeah. I crossed 3 lanes of street road just to get on that thing.
Oh, I thought you were on the camel.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, oh,
I did.
Okay.
I jumped over some medians, me and the camel.
The fastest running camel.
They're very slow. I shot a pilot this year called Killer Women that's going to be on ABC.
Whoa.
I got to die, which was on my bucket list, in
nice.
A wedding dress.
Ooh.
On my bucket list.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, because I didn't wear a real traditional wedding dress for my own wedding, so this one was straight up
shotgun.
Traditional.
Gotcha.
And
yeah.
Boom, right in the chest.
Oh no, I was saying you didn't wear one for the shotgun.
Oh no. no, but that I just shot a commercial for Wise Earth Organics. I'm a gardener, so that was fun to be able to do that. It was for fertilizer.
Shit and death.
That's me. Shit and death.
In a nutshell.
So I thought it would be fun if we each ask Allie like 2 just random questions.
Bring
just
it.
Just to put you on the spot. We'll go easy. What's your favorite color?
Green. I have gold. Really I like gold and pink. Also.
Awesome. What's your favorite sexual position?
what is that? Where you're on your hands and knees? The doggy?
Down, the dog.
Okay, yeah.
Downward like dog.
Downward dog. Downward dog.
I like the yoga pose in my sexual experience.
Hopefully. I think that's a good way to combine together, actually.
Yeah. Stretch.
Okay, so my question is, if you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Oh my god, that's
invisible.
So much better than what's your favorite position?
Invisible, where would I go and what would I do? I don't want to hear people talking about me because that would hurt my feelings.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I would go to the White House and listen to them. Oh,
yes.
I got very excited.
That was really
yeah.
That's
was
a good
cool.
That's fun.
And then I would know all the secrets. My husband's an accountant. He can just figure that shit out for us. Yeah.
Bam.
Sell it to the Russians.
Yeah.
Okay, and if your life was turned into a movie, what actor would play you?
Oh, crap.
I love
this.
That.
She looks like several famous people.
Mm-hmm.
They say Elisha
Cuthbert.
Oh, yes. I love her.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Kelly Ripa. Oh, that's all I know.
And
so
I think
would
if
you
it's...
want to play you, like
oh,
who
right.
you personally?
I don't know. What's that big lady that was in? Oh crap!
Cameron Manheim.
And she was hitting him. Not Deliverance. No,
oh,
sorry.
Bates.
Yes. I like her.
Misery.
Kathy Bates. You would want Kathy Bates to play you?
I don't know. I just love her.
I mean, she's a great actress.
She is amazing, but...
Or Carol Channing. I love her, too.
But we went from one little munchkin to another little munchkin, so...
I'm gonna
I don't know.
Say that Kristen Chenoweth is coming.
Oh, I love her, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I
yes.
take that. I love her.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I love her,
too, but...
And I think Carol Channing.
A little bit of a divide. Yeah.
Newman,
that is
what's
a
up?
Bad casting choice right there.
Well, I want to, you know, get to know. But really, I just want to know, like, what, do you have a fetish?
No. Fetish?
No.
Like a sexual fetish or just what I really
well,
like?
You could turn it into, like, a, you know, vices.
Like a dinner, you know, if you
I like
must
donuts.
Have...
I was going donuts. For a little steamier than that.
I don't have
it. I guess it could be a hot donut.
a steamy hot donut on a Christmas day.
There should be icing all over me.
Now we're talking.
We'll have
the glaze
on
the I love glazed donuts.
Oh, they're the best. Okay, well, let's take a serious one. You could have dinner with one person, living or dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
What would you ask him?
Everything. I'd be like, what are clouds? I want to sit on one. Can you make it poofy for me?
What is wrong with Miley Cyrus?
What is wrong with her twerk? What is wrong with her long ass? She does Pilates a long all the time, ass, and it's a very long ass, and I don't understand.
How is it a long ass?
Like, where's Amanda Bynes?
I know where Amanda is. And is she really schizophrenic? That's what I want to know.
I think she is.
And you know what? That's sad.
I think that's mental. I think, it's like, I look at her, I think mental illness.
Yeah, we'll
so, what have you guys been up to? Did you go to a new restaurant? Do you have any relationship updates? Funny stories?
Still
what's
in
up?
One.
Yay!
Good. That's good.
I stopped smoking.
Yay!
That's good. For, like, 10 years.
Oh, my God.
10 years.
And you're, congratulations.
Which is awesome.
How long has it been?
2 weeks. But... One day at a time.
Yes.
One day at a time.
How are you coping with that? Like, what do you do to...
You know, Nicorette, Wellbutrin, a cigarette, whatever. Whatever takes bad.
Awesome.
I had pneumonia.
Oh, no.
As I was smoking that cigarette like a dumbass. Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm not contagious or anything anymore.
You can't catch pneumonia. I looked that up.
No, it's over. So I had pneumonia and I had sex the other day.
Oh my God. How was it?
It was really good. It was good. This guy that I've dated.
Okay, wait, not married. You're just
dating. No, I'm not married. I'm single.
Okay, okay.
He's not married either.
Thank you. That's always a relief.
That's a good thing.
And you know, the thing I like about him is... The sex is good, but he's a cuddler.
I hope you're not listening.
Oh, I love a cuddler.
Oh, my husband's a cuddler. Get off of me.
You don't like it?
Get off of me.
Are you serious? I found that in my older age, I appreciate it more.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He's very affectionate. And very, I used to be, like, totally, like, not feeling it.
Yeah.
But, like, as I've gotten older, I just like that so much more. He's a big cuddler. So it was nice.
Makes you feel safe.
I love that feeling.
And he's, like... kind of a big guy too, so it's like,
yeah,
it makes me feel
teeny. I love
only
a
because my boyfriend keeps it at 67 degrees in the house.
Oh my gosh. That's true.
I need that. I need to live there. I'm hot.
You're living here.
You want to move in?
67.
He's not here, is he?
Oh, okay, no. Like, I'm burning up right now.
Are you really? Oh my God, y'all feel
on so well. No, it's hormones probably.
Oh. Well, I went on a date with somebody, and I decided I'm not going to go on a date with them anymore, but we're still friends, so. But I was really interested in this guy, and I was excited about going out on a date with him. Well, I get there, and he, like, puts me in the friend category before we even start.
Oh, no.
We go to dinner, and it's like a nice, quiet little Italian dinner. I do the courtesy reach, because I didn't know it was up. You always do the courtesy reach.
Of course. You offer twice, and then you let him take it.
Right. And then... He was like, oh, okay. And he let me pay. Like, he totes let me pay for
you
my
own. You paid for his, too?
No, I Dutched. Oh. He Dutched me.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, okay. I'm going home. And he's like, do you want to go have a drink afterwards? And I was like,
sure.
I didn't ask him that, but
I'm running out of money, so.
But I was just thinking, you know, I'll go out. Why not? I'll go for a drink.
Sure.
We get to the bar. He says, well, I have to drive, so I'm not going to drink anything, but you go ahead.
What? Whoa. Oh, dick.
And then I was
like that. Why ask me out?
The bill comes. It's only like $8. I had like a drink, and I paid for it.
No.
Yeah. So then I was like, I was done. He walked me to the car. Nothing. Hug.
What's his age?
I think he's in his 30s.
Yeah,
he's
so too
early
old
30s.
To be acting like a college boy.
Yeah.
Like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Anyway, Allie,
they are lovely.
There's mine. Yeah. My long-ass ketchup. What's up?
What's up? I went to Aggieland A&M last weekend with my boys. My husband is an Aggie, and so, gosh, you know what I hate? You have to stand up the whole game.
Yeah,
what?
No. I'm tired. My knees hurt. I'm getting old. If you will. I did. I couldn't. They wouldn't. And they shamed me. It was like peer pressure all the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because everybody was standing.
It's like going to see Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, and then my mother-in-law, we made her have a Dr. Pepper bomb shot thing.
What's that?
You light it on fire, and then flaming Dr. Pepper. That's what
it is. Oh my gosh!
And then you like then you like push it over into the beer, and then you drink it, drink it.
What?
Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's
so
fun. Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
And I don't like beer, so I had a red wine shot, and it guess what it tasted like? Not wine. A grape popsicle.
Ooh.
It was yum.
The most delicious thing I've ever
had. Where was this at?
What's
the name? At A&M, at Dry Beans or something.
Where was your 4-year-old?
With my father-in-law. He was with us, though. He was. I
Alice
set
is
him
a good
on the
mother.
Bar.
Oh. We don't, I did. No CPS needed.
The bartender gave him a cherry.
Good.
Aww.
That's sweet.
That's really sweet.
I like to take my little boy everywhere I go. Right now, he's in my purse. He's speaking up.
Oh, good.
So
bring
quiet.
Him up.
He's so quiet.
Bring him up.
He's so well behaved.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
must have been that Benadryl.
Yeah. Right? Well, Shantae and I also went to...
to NDK. My Yay. First con.
Shantae went to a convention, you guys.
It was so much fun. Except for I was sick the whole time. This was the beginning of the pneumonia and the altitude sickness combination.
Yeah.
So, but bonus, I got to do a hot seat with Leah.
Which is amazing.
And Chris Patton and the super hot guy named David Vincent.
Oh my God, Shantae was so wet for David Vincent.
And I got to straddle him. You guys.
Yeah, because if you guys don't know what the hot seat is, it's this panel that I do.
Oh, you tried to make me do that.
I did try to make you do that.
But I was vomiting because I was preggo.
Right.
Okay.
But hot seat is a panel that I do where it's an 18-minute panel. And
it's late at night.
It's late at night. It's kind of like this.
Yeah.
You raise your hand, you come up, you pick a card. If you pick an even card, even number, you get to ask the panel whatever you want. If you pick an odd number, the panel asks whatever you want. Well, the question was an odd number, and a fan asked us to demonstrate on each other what our favorite
sexual positions were.
Oh, right. And yours was a straddle.
So, yeah. Mine is the reverse cowgirl.
Oh.
So I got to reverse cowgirl him. And then his was just girl on top. So then I got to
what?
Turn
so he was like, just
like,
turn around.
Like, just turn around. I'm going to lay here. And you just get on top and turn around. And he was like super hot. And
totally
awesome.
Shantae's type, we found out later.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
really?
Totally, he was like totally right up my alley. He was like bald and tall. He had pretty blue eyes.
Oh.
Muscles.
Oh. Muscles, yeah.
Where does he
very
hail
sexy.
From?
L.A.
He lives in L.A. and he's
LA.
Married.
Oh.
So, man, but it was still fun. And he was really, and he's really, really nice, too. He's a really cool guy for someone who's that hot.
Yeah. He's
really
sweet.
Down earth. So, yeah. So it was fun.
This is Allie.
What?
You're going to introduce our next wine.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. I get to tell you. Oh, wait. Do I get to pick my own wine?
Yeah,
and
pick whatever you want.
Okay. This is, like we all said before, Grape Creek. And my husband and I, we got married in Fredericksburg, Texas, and so we went wine tasting a couple years ago, and we bought this, and it was delicious, so I would like
great.
To share it with everyone.
Oh,
yay!
Try it. Yes.
I don't know how to open it.
Yeah, I'll
Let's
open
pop it.
It
open.
I know how to open it.
While you're opening that, I'm going to tell you about the wine that we had previously, which was the Santa Margarita that Cami Parker
recommended
for us, and Grace already told us about it. Grace, tell us about this wine. Tell us why you're calling.
I'm calling because I was in a car wreck and my neck hurts. I won't say my nose, but anyway.
Uh-huh.
My neck hurts really bad and I love all you guys, but I need to be in bed.
Yeah.
We love you too.
Do what you gotta do, sister.
Get well.
Thanks.
Get strong. Enjoy the wine.
Woo.
Take a pill for me.
Okay, bye.
Who's Cammie Parker?
She's the girl from HBO's Cat House.
Cammie, we love you too.
Cammie, I
love Cammie.
I don't know what the hell you look like.
I love her
sure.
look. She's got the, you know, she's kind of so cute. The Dennis Hoff look. And
she's blonde, but she hates Hoff. And Hoff is, like, hating her too.
No, so we do not like him because
no, he's
we
a
like
jerk.
Cammie.
Okay, so what is the drama? Like,
okay, the drama is... So, Cammie moved out of the Bunny Ranch. She's, like, on her own. She's going to school. She wants to be a cosmetologist. Excuse me.
And her cosmetologist. She wants to ride a comet.
Listen, her wine is very solid.
When they come to the Earth.
Oh, my gosh. So, she's not working at the Bunny Ranch anymore, but all these hookers from the Bunny Ranch are, like, attacking her and throwing shade on her on Twitter. And so... Cammie always responds very classy, like she'll say, you know, I'm sorry, thanks you guys for
it's a little passive aggressive, but that's okay.
For mentioning me.
She's basically a hooker with a heart of gold. Is that
yes, and I love her, and I tweeted her back, and I said, you know what, Cammie, good for you for taking this criticism in stride, for being a class act, for
we
not.
We should cheers to that. Yes, we should cheers to that.
High road. Cammie Parker.
Classy
I love her.
Cammie,
she,
that's what your new moniker is. Classy
it is.
Cammie.
And she retweeted us and she was promoting us to her thousands and thousands of followers.
Thank you so much,
Classy
Cammie.
So, woodsy one.
I love this.
This is really good. The grape cream is really good. Anyway, our guest tonight is a film and voice actor. He was in Bakano as Lad Russo, in Oolong, and Dragon Ball
not to be
Kai. Not the same thing as Dragon Ball Z.
Right. It's the one on Nickelodeon right now.
He was Captain Cabrera in Borderlands 2.
Woohoo!
He's done films like W, Drive Angry, The Familiar.
Deal.
So he's like, you know. On
he's
the
a big deal.
Time. He's big time.
And this year he could be seen in So This Is Christmas as Mac.
Oh, so that's Woohoo! Got Megan Fox in it, I believe.
So, you know, Brian Massey, come on down! Woo! Brian is here and he has a beer with him.
A 24-ounce,
It's by two. For $4 at 7-Eleven.
I guess
not
that's
that I'm plugging 7-Eleven.
Straighten and drink that, I guess.
What's up, world? Bripod. Bripod's here.
So we know Brian. I know Brian from Funimation. You do Vlad Russo and what are some other roles that you do?
I don't want to talk about myself.
But that's why you're here. You're like a guest.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
You know, otherwise
right
we'd be talking about ourselves.
Someone listen to this? Hello?
Yes.
Look at my eyes. They're bloodshot. It's like roadmaps.
Shut up. It's so distant.
You guys see my eyes?
Yeah, why are they bloodshot? What's happening?
Well, what do you think is going on? I mean, that's like the third. That's 30. You take it over here. That's Main Street. See, can you
what do you?
The maps?
You've got like a map happening.
Bad jokes. This is horrible.
Everything's going wrong right now.
What you guys?
My dog is like freaking out right now. So
Benjamin Oscar's listening. Hello, Ben.
He's always listening.
Oh
my god!
Is there.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
I love Benjamin Oscar. He's like
he's a good pal.
You heard he's Danish.
You heard he's Danish.
Yeah, is he Danish?
No. Oh no, he's definitely not Danish.
He's definitely not Danish.
Is he a bagel? What is he? What up, Oscar?
It'll
be a drought, you're kidding.
So, tell us about your web series, then.
In a world. Yeah, my web series. Yeah, I'm excited. Yay!
What, you said you had your first Hollywood meeting.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, we had a couple. We've already had a couple of people not even talk to us more than 30 seconds on the phone. I'm sure everyone's encountered the rejection factor. We're all, you know, if you're a performer, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Yes.
We had a good connection. Yes, it's a little thing at a comedy channel, and we're very optimistic, and she wants us to meet in 4 weeks, so we got to do some work. And
so what's it about?
The show?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, the show. My ADD is really bad today. What?
Have some more wine. You're drinking the...
Oh, he's got the wine.
Why do you...
That's the one.
No, we're past that. That's like
that's
hour
the
one.
That's
like
the
if you
wine.
Make the... To get, it's like a
do it. Do
no!
it.
No, I'm not going to do
it. Brian is going to mix red with white. Do it. Let's do it. I want to see what it's like. He drinks beer. It's pretty much the same thing anyway.
Awesome. Can I bring out the cocaine? Is that cool?
Yeah.
I've got the meth I just cooked up in my Lexus out there.
You're
sorry,
like Breaking Bad.
Sorry, every time I sneeze, it costs me $25.
I've got a good surgeon.
All right. The show's about an agent, and he is tormented. His agent is his name is Cyrus Blackburn.
Oh, that's my son's name.
Cyrus.
Blackburn? Get out of here.
No, I'm here.
Kelly is here.
Listen, my partner in crime, Joe Brooks, Stephen Joe Brooks is my partner on this, and it's his birthday just passed as well. So you, now, wait a minute, your son's name is Cyrus mm-hmm. Blackburn?
No.
Cyrus. Son's name is Blackburn?
What the hell?
I have a son outside of my relationship now, and I want to talk about him, Blackburn. Hey, how's it going, Cyrus Blackburn?
My husband doesn't know about him.
Right.
Keeping
on the DL.
So, Cyrus is... Yeah, I play Cyrus. He's just a dickhead agent. We literally have his head the size of a dick. Oh. And it's a huge... Oh, can we say
and it's animated. Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
I'm going to make cocaine jokes.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Caution.
So it's about this fucking cock. He's a fucking cock. Fucking Blackburn. He's a fucking cock sucker. Yeah. Motherfucker.
Not all Cyruses are calm.
He sleeps with the fishes. And Cyrus is this asshole agent, and then Ryan Braun is the main character, and he's voiced by my partner, Joe. And, not that kind of partner, sorry. But we're still good partners.
That wasn't a gay thing.
sorry. I don't know the jokes. And that was called the setup. I set myself up.
I got a arm pass.
And he spiked it on me. I deserve it. Anyway, that's the show. That's it. Yeah.
That's perfect.
So, beyondtheshow.com. And we're all proud of it.
Brian is here to give us, you know, I mean, we've got this Moe's opinion, and we've got all the ladies' opinions every week.
It's the purpose of being here.
Yeah, so, yeah. Not just to drink it out, but
to be the token straight guy that's going to answer some questions for the ladies and myself.
Damn straight. So, yeah. I mean, damn gay.
Get it?
Woo! But before we do that, let's check out another bottle of wine because we're out with this Allison.
Which one
are we going to do?
What about the Velvet Devil?
Let's try the Velvet Devil.
I really wish I could have heard my introduction. I'm almost scared to. Is there belching on your show?
He's, it's 8:45. Yeah, he's been
no,
here
please don't, because I can't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
I can't.
But I want to do it.
Like it's better than farting.
Dude, I can't fart. I've already done that.
Tooting is bad.
It's the worst.
I'm jealous, man. I can't.
Yeah, I like burp people's names. It's like a party trick.
I can't
stand. Can you burp the Jaws thing?
Please don't have a show off.
I'll give you $10 if you can burp the Jaws thing. Right
the entire thing? Like
cash.
Slow to fast?
Well,
he can burp even. Now, you know what? Let's make it $5.
Oh my god.
Let's kind of keep going. You know what? I don't think I want to bet.
I'm going to open my body.
It's not money, but it's a receipt. But it sounds like money.
Brian is crinkling a receipt into our microphone. I don't understand it.
Foley's in the retail section.
Yeah. Foley's is closed.
Brian Massey is drinking out the baby jade glass, by the
baby
way.
Jade.
Little known fact, I was in alcohol rehab in eighth grade, so.
Oh.
Okay,
not
good.
To brag.
Good.
I'm obviously bragging. I mean, the only people that would care about the bragging are sitting at this table, I fear.
We're setting up the
I know.
There's all this alcohol.
I'm already drinking.
I know.
Have more.
All right, so.
We're gonna try the new one.
Okay. I'll ask you the first question, and I guess we can go. Allie and Vic Shantae. We'll just pick a random question. All right, so straight dude, Brian.
Are you sure
allegedly.
You're straight? Are you sure?
I tell people that I'm bisexual. It's a whole different thing.
Bisexual.
What's
bisexual?
Bisexual is sexually anything attractive, like...
Like this wine bottle.
Like a wine bottle. I once fucked a pool when I was 10 years old.
You fucked a pool?
Did you really?
Every
guy puts his ding ding in the drain.
Oh, in the drain.
Yeah,
okay.
I put a crack in the pool.
Oh. Wow. Are you serious?
Wow. I dropped my crack pipe in a pool. I'm telling my story wrong. Okay. I dropped the crack pipe in a pool.
At 10.
That's dangerous.
At 10 years old.
After I got fucked
by beers. So,
what's going on? Wait, hold on. Drink time.
Drink my head. Where's my weird? Where's my weird? All right. Do you, what is the worst thing a woman can say to you in bed? The worst thing.
Could you please stop raping me?
Well,
shit.
That's probably the worst thing I can think of.
That's pretty bad. Allie, what do you got?
We're moving on?
I'm pressing charges.
Yeah, just because
hey, what do you want? You asked what's the worst thing.
Listen.
I'm making a new acting class.
No!
I gotta serve some time in prison, not a woman.
called soap on a rope.
And you said it.
Oh, my God. Said it.
Okay, wait. My turn. Okay, wait. Do you like to chase or be chased in the game of dating?
I like the game of mating.
No. Yes, right.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like being chased? It's great for the ego.
Yeah.
Then again, I like to chase as well. So I like a velocity reciprocator. I like to chase and keep chasing. Zing! That is coined that.
Yeah. Like velocity reciprocator. Yeah. Newman, what you got?
Like, what's something that you would find attractive about a woman that, like, a typical other dude wouldn't necessarily?
You sounded very straight. Right
that was very good, Victor.
I tend to say.
Oh, yeah, well, I know that. Yeah. Okay. So is my sister.
Gay and Southern.
Yeah. Oh, my sister was an actress. Yeah. Cheers to Julian Travis.
Woo! Hey.
Country duo, amazing music.
Hello.
And Germinators. All right, here we go. What was the question again? I'm just kidding. What I find attractive on a girl is honestly, if she has a sense of humor, if she laughs, mm-hmm. That sounds cliche. But second to that is like really nice tits.
Yeah.
I like that. I like boobs.
Oh!
Whoa!
Hey, Jill, I like boobs. I like
boobs.
And I'm straight.
I call it the booby trap.
Oh, I did cheers to that.
Yeah.
No!
Yes!
I'm taking that out. I take it back.
Cut that out.
Shut day.
Okay, let's see. Why are you shipping me?
Because I just feel something coming. Like,
I mean, this is sex therapist.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a bullet. You're a sex therapist?
Yeah.
For real.
Wow.
That's the red wine therapist. We drink red wine with a therapist. It's here.
This is a good question. So is a woman's number important to you? Like, number of men she slept with? Like, if you knew that, is that important?
Fuck, that's a good one. You know what? I don't want to know. I think ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Honestly, and that's why I'm so happy all the time, because I'm pretty ignorant.
Okay. It's fierce.
Yeah.
It's
fierce. I get it.
Keep the
comedy. I get it.
All right, since I have, like, some weird...
Oh, shout out real quick. I'm sorry. Shout out. Conan O'Brien, I love you, man. Thanks for listening.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, wake up. Yeah. Get your game face on, ladies and gentlemen. Conan O'Brien is listening. He follows me on Twitter. No, he doesn't.
God, I hope so.
Joke. It's a joke.
Then retweet us, please.
Sorry. Letterman. Chill out.
Kimmel. Fallon. Everyone.
Carson Daly, even though no one wants
it. No. And you're very thin now with very large bug eyes, yeah. But that's okay.
So if you break up with somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Allison. Okay, Brian. Straight man in the house. Yeah, snort it up, girl. Geez. Snort it up.
My nose is on fire.
If you, I do not condone this.
No, red wine therapist is not
endorsed.
Answer, damn it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you break up with somebody and they want to get back with you, what would they have to do?
Win the lottery or kill somebody for me.
Seriously? Ooh, so there's like no way. Once you're done, you're done.
Once you're done. Now, there's never, you can never say never, first of all. You never know. Because somebody might become president of the United States and you want to be the first man.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's historical.
So you're like, you're not going to close your opportunities.
No, I never. Right. Everyone's always
exactly.
Even if you piss
off. Even if you break up
a thing. If you burn my house down, and there's right. still an option.
Oh, so
right.
You're saying you dated Hillary Clinton.
I'm not saying I
Which is awesome.
I'm saying that we had some relationship.
We were into.
I poked her once. Yeah. Talking about social media.
Okay, yeah. You already said that one. Okay, how do you like your woman to smell?
Oh
coconut
shit.
Butter.
Oh,
are you serious?
Really? Like
yeah,
the beach.
I like the beach.
I think this question was like given to me because
God bless. I'm sorry, Leah.
What?
Oh, she
what?
Didn't hear it. No,
I didn't hear anything.
Good.
Okay.
I was too busy engineering.
Yeah, she's...
I'm the engineer, guys!
So I think I'm supposed to say this like I'm like all bringing out about you or something, but who is your celebrity man crush?
And he did the twinkle eyes, folks.
Yeah, totally
that was awesome.
I can't believe I've actually blanked on his name.
You have one.
It's the guy, yeah, it's the guy from Prometheus. I call him Prometheus. The German actor. He was in Haywire and... Michael Clark Duncan's dead, no. What is his name?
I know, he's from X-Men First Class,
yes.
Right?
Hot, yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
he's a good-looking dude. Like,
yeah, young Magneto.
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude. I'm like, you know what? If I had a mounted dude, like a gun to my head, like a shotgun to my back of my head.
Yeah. Damn, is that
or maybe
Cyrus?
I said, in the ecstasy, please call me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't even need the shotgun. I'd just do it.
So. Okay.
Never a dull moment.
Oh, if no one would ever know, would you go see a hooker?
Oh,
if no one would
if
ever
no one would ever
in
know.
The eyes. Why? Of course not.
Ryan is eyes are
no.
He's doing twinkle eyes too.
Yeah,
folks.
His eyes are going back.
Look me in the eyes. It's horrible. God bless them all.
But why would you pay for it when you can get it for free?
But is it really free though?
Oh,
it's never free.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? A shout out to the guys. A prostitute may be cheaper sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Watch out, guys. Be careful out there.
Oh,
you
know,
Benjamin Oscar, watch your back.
Yeah.
Okay, what is
get AIDS.
What is the front? Sexiest thing a woman can say to you?
I saw your sign on your Speedo. Buy one, get one free on grapes.
What?
What?
Huh?
No.
What?
No, that one
no,
fell flat.
No, no, come on.
Fell flat.
These are burning questions we have. You have to, like, endure.
Is that this one thing? Because anybody can say any line. Anybody can say one thing that...
Well, name one. I know there's like 10.
What is one of the sexiest things a woman has ever said to you?
Oh, ever said to me?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure,
do that.
Sure,
oh,
there you go.
That's easier. Okay. Okay.
That's it?
Okay.
The O is all you need to know.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
You know what I'm talking about? 2003?
I have no idea.
Holler.
The airlines?
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay,
oh,
we have
nine.
A call coming in,
do
guys.
It.
Oh, here sir. We go. Probably an ex-girlfriend.
Hey!
Hey!
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hi! Who are we talking to?
Are we on the radio channel?
You yeah. are, yes.
This is Travis Stapleton.
Hey, Travis, what's happening?
So, how's Travis?
What you got for us?
Just going to Knoxville.
Oh, really?
Nice!
Now you're from my neck of the woods.
Yeah!
Tennessee.
On the road again.
That's are you awesome. Drinking too?
Travis, are you drinking and driving?
Travis, what are you drinking?
Texting and driving and drinking?
And talking.
So what can we do for you, Travis? What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, we're just, we want to call in and find out how to handle our situation.
What's your situation?
We're five guys in a van.
Mm-hmm.
Down by the river.
In a van down by the river!
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Say what?
I'm gonna wet my pants.
Please, send help!
I'm Travis, are you alright?
Travis, don't drive, pull over!
Zima!
You're drinking Zima?
Zima!
No!
Jesus. I can't promote this.
Oh, no.
I think this conversation's over.
Yeah, let's sing up
what's
a
your
list.
Question? What's your question?
Are we recording you guys?
Yes!
Yes!
Question.
Who?
We can't hear
you.
What's up?
What is up?
Oh.
What?
Wait.
That's a question for Newman.
Let me guess real quick. You all are in some kind of Christian punk rock metalcore band that you think is really fucking sick, but you would never say fuck because you're in love with Jesus. So, and you're trying to play jokes and call in and act a goddamn fool. Is that what's happening?
Now, we'll say fuck, but what our problem is their drummer, he likes to dig, but he don't want to tell his girl, and he's afraid that she's going to go all crazy on his ass.
Duh!
And I just said, look, you can't spend the rest of your life being unhappy because you're scared of her crazy going on snap.
I think Travis is drunk.
Well, maybe he's not drinking.
Acting
so
fucking
that's
stupid.
Not
yeah.
Rock all,
you
said. So what we're saying is that he's got to tell his brother he likes the dick.
That's true.
Yeah, of course he does.
He'll feel
way better. Get rid of her if he.
Yeah,
he
she's
the
just
penis.
A girlfriend. He didn't put a ring on it.
He's not Beyonce.
Not even a cock ring.
Right.
tell her to wear a strap on and you will feel better.
Yes, give her a strap on.
And then you can, like, suck it, you know, and fuck it, and he'll feel so much better.
Yeah.
Fucking hot mess of a goddamn joke.
Travis, thank you so much for calling.
Travis, Christ Jesus and rock out.
Jesus!
No more Zima for you, Travis.
Zero Zima, Travis.
Oh my God, that was ridiculous. That was our first prank, you guys.
It was a prank?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
That had to have been a prank. That was ridiculous. Anyway, these are our listener questions and our questions. You don't know what you asked them.
Wait, they're asking me these things?
Yes. You're the straight dude.
Where have you been?
Oh my God, welcome to the show, Brian. Welcome to the show. Okay, how do you... Brian, this is kind of like a fun question.
Okay.
How do you balance parenthood, social life, and work life?
Oh yeah. Because
you're a daddy.
Of how many?
And not just sexually.
He stays awake all the time.
I can answer the question right now. First of all, your coke dealer's got to deliver.
Oh my gosh,
he does not deliver, then you are screwed, man.
Oh my God.
Dad's full time. No sleep. 20 hours a night, I'm awake.
Hold on. Night, there's 20 hours a night.
No, for real. Like, sorry, you're obviously not awake all the time. I love Alaska. I love Alaska so much.
I want to go there. There was an inside joke there. Inside.
Hello.
What are we at? What's the question?
Okay, how do you balance parenthood, social life, and work life?
How many kids do you have?
One kid. Well, I have a daughter.
Okay.
I have a daughter.
That he knows of.
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, my old joke used to be I celebrate Father's Day every year just in case. I may be a great dad and not even know it. So I just get like an 18 bag and drink every Father's Day and go like,
just call it in.
So whoever my kids are, I love you guys. Daddy loves you. The trick is not to drink too much.
It's the cat's on.
It's not even open.
And you have two. Isn't that the mixed one?
Oh, yeah. Listen,
that's three mixed now. It.
When I've got a beautiful baby boy. I love him.
That's not
my
true.
Son.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. I have a beautiful daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything's happening.
How old is your daughter?
She's at 2 and 10 months.
Oh, she's young.
Baby.
She's a baby. Yeah. Daddy loves you. Daddy, just kidding. I know you're a daughter. Yeah. Not that you'll ever hear this. Because if you hear this, Daddy's going to do a good job as a daddy.
Yeah.
And Daddy's going to spank himself. Don't listen to this. Go to bed. Oh, God. Please, don't slip this out.
Do you judge a woman by what she orders at a restaurant? Like, if she orders a salad, like, I just want a salad.
If she orders a salad, I know she's probably doing a lot.
Dressing on the side.
A lot of this.
This is the cocaine episode.
She doesn't eat salad.
They're automatically doing cocaine.
That's true. I eat a salad every day.
That's not true. I eat a salad every day, too.
You eat a salad,
and you're straight up crackhead.
And my dumb coming is gone.
Your brain is mush.
No.
I have no septum.
So what do you feel is the number one mistake women make in the beginning of a relationship?
Putting out.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a good one.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Who is this?
Hey, it's T-Bone from the
Girl
Guys.
Hey, T-Bone.
What you got?
Why are they all country?
Clear it out, baby. Clear it out.
Just weed.
Better out than in.
What's your question, hon?
Oh, okay. All right. So here's my question. My friend that is in the group, guys, Mort Katz. I don't know if you know Mort. She's Jewish. Hence the name Mort Katz. He's from England. It's interesting. A very cool cat. Loves to hang. And gets really drunk. But I think he might be gay.
Okay, well, then
Who is this?
Okay.
What is a germ?
Travis, he needs to tell her
What the fuck is a germ?
He's
some
gay.
Some kind of viral disease?
Just be tell him he's gay. Open
it's
it
a
up.
Germ guy.
Okay, bye. Thanks, Travis.
I think
Germs? Germs is trying to call us. The germ guys.
Germ guys.
I hate them. I will beat them up. I would.
Okay, so do you notice small details like
that's good.
Nail grooming or perfume, etc., when you're out with somebody?
I notice that they don't like, and this is not to be, I hope I'm not offending anybody.
Bring it.
But if you don't trim your shit, it looks like Don King in a leg lock.
Oh, down there.
It looks like buckwheat in a headlock.
Well, what's okay, consider well, that?
What do you mean by trimming? You
like full on or like fully?
Do you like it gone?
Well, I don't mind it, but just trim it.
Right.
Don't let it grow wild.
Don't let it grow wild. Like, it's not a fur.
Girls. Yeah.
It's not a fur, man. Grow.
Yeah,
you got a manscape.
Just some moment.
But you're a lady.
Ladyscape.
Ladyscape. So even if it's there, as long as it's...
I'm saying, just be careful.
What do you prefer? Not there or there?
I like both.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Not there, 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 not there.
That's an easy save.
As long as it's not a guy, because if it's not there, it looks like turkey parts.
What?
That's true.
Really?
Oh, God.
It needs to be there a little bit.
A little bit.
A little
patch or something.
Just a little bit, though, because otherwise...
No, you don't want, like, a big bush.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God.
A little something. Or it's just like... Whoa.
A turkey? I don't want, like, a big bush. It is some scary
You know, I've
stuff.
Seen a real turkey up close and personal, and those things...
Look like balls, right?
I said, like that balls.
Like, Allie's a farm girl from way back. Allie, go.
Okay, why don't straight men know how to be stylish? Yeah, bring it.
Sorry.
Holler. What?
Okay. Oh, no, you're looking good. But other straight men.
With your Cookie Man monster shirt on underneath.
Hey,
listen, Cookie Monster's good.
Hot.
I think it's cute.
It's super hot. I love
it. It's adorable.
Yes.
Come sit. Come back. Ryan ran away because Allison just offended him.
I didn't mean
Allison,
to.
You're fired. Allison's fired.
Allison's my palace.
Yeah.
What?
Or something.
Okay, so what?
What?
Well, why don't most guys have fashion sense?
Well,
most
guys,
straight guys.
Because, and I'll be honest, like I don't think I had the best fashion sense either, to be honest. I think straight guys are just, we're simpletons. You know,
care
like
about comfort.
Comfort and comfort, like sandals and...
oh, God. Men in sandals.
Mandals, I call them. Mandals.
I can't stand it. I don't like looking at men's feet.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I have
hobbit
feet.
Oh, God.
So do I.
Yeah.
Okay, do you instinctively know when a woman is more into you than you are into them?
Yeah, I think so.
How does that work?
What does that look like?
What does that sound like?
It sounds like this. Hey, Brian, what are you doing later? It's boop, and I want to see what you're doing. I've really just been thinking about you and I saw you on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Do you get
I'm
that? Do you get
embarrassed
that?
I'm embarrassed
on Facebook.
For this woman.
Good, there every day.
I love you. Not really, I don't love you, but I wish I did love you.
Oh, my
I'd
God.
I'd love to stalk you, Brian.
They don't do that. They don't do that out loud. They do it on like an inner.
What's your favorite thing about a woman's spot day?
Oh, God.
Well, you mentioned
legs and ass. I'm a legs and ass.
Legs and ass.
I used to be boobs, but legs and ass now.
Why has that changed?
I think, boobs inherently or inevitably droop more on men and women.
Oh.
And the legs and ass can always be sustained with a little tenderness and some, some exercise, some discipline. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't squat about that.
Squat about it. So, do you think men and women can be friends? This is the heroin side. Oh,
what?
What?
No, I mean, what? I'm sorry. I was answering a text.
No, you weren't.
What's the question? What?
Can men and women just be friends? It's the When Harry Met Sally question.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Which is like my favorite movie ever.
Yeah, I just think that you can be friends. Like, I'm friends with almost every girl I've ever slept with.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
So your answer is yes.
Yes, I think men and women can be friends.
If you have sex with someone on the first date, are they automatically put into like sex booty call style pile?
Booty style pile.
Booty style pile. Yeah.
Booty call.
Booty call pile.
And then your booty call pile, like oh.
I think probably yeah, because
on the first date, she has sex with you on the first date,
yeah,
she's automatically like.
Well, you just sex on the first date. I don't know. Yeah,
you're being honest. That's like,
I'll be honest. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be honest.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking like a dude. Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course. I think, yeah.
Okay, so why don't guys call women that they appear to be interested in? So you, like, meet this chick. She's, like, everything. She's got your list of, like, things that you like, but then you don't call her. You don't pursue her. What's that about? Why don't you?
Well, guys, I think...
By case basis?
Well,
I think nowadays, I think men don't know their place. Men don't know their place.
Okay, so tell me more
like
about
men,
that.
I know when I was younger, like, I was just like, I mean, I was a young guy, pretty decent looking.
Mm-hmm. And... Allie giggles.
You blink really fast. I'm still decent looking. Yeah, there you go. There you go. That
feels good. Oh, I see it.
Yeah, that's an old, take an old 1930s movie. I'm hot. All right, anyway. I think that guys are just... I think guys are intimidated by women, to be honest. I think I've always said this, not because I have a daughter now, but I've always said that women rule the planet. I think men are intimidated by women. They don't know what role they have to play nowadays.
That's good.
And they're not really sure where they fit. This is from a straight man talking, I think.
Yes.
They've almost lost their identity. Mm-hmm. They think women want the Clint Eastwood guy in the movies, or they want, you know, the Hugh... the comedian, Hugh Grant.
Grant, yeah.
Thank you, Hugh Grant. Another sexy man I'd have sex with. You're a bottom, you! You're a bottom! honestly, like, I think men are just perplexed by women, and because women are becoming more empowered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since you burned your bras. Damn it!
Why do sometimes guys ask you on a date and then don't pay for?
Why do guys? I was gonna make a joke, which was like, guys, first of all, never ask me on a date. Like, I've had like 4 man dates in like 7 years.
But if they don't pay for the date,
they never ever listen to me because they're watching the goddamn football game. Fucking NFL.
Oh my god, don't
fucker.
Do that. It fucks
then
with
New York Giants.
Recording. You can't bang on the table.
The New York Giants. The Pittsburgh Squealers.
Sexism.
I know, right?
The St. Louis ramming in my ass. Oh, I love
it. What was the question? What's
I'm
happening?
Why do guys sometimes ask you out on a date and then don't pay?
Because they're broke and they're cheap.
Oh.
Oh, but does that mean that they're not interested in me?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Men are.
Okay.
I once used my roommate's car to pick up this girl for like two.
What did we want to say?
Me and Newman. Newman, will you go out with me?
No, thank you.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Wow. Oh, shit. Everything's happening.
I got shot down.
You're lost.
Newman's an amazing catch.
Newman. You're welcome.
You're not even filming.
Newman
not...
can cook like nobody's business.
All right, Newman. Like, I'm dating off for dinner.
That
I Taco Bueno?
A gay man, and he would like date me.
All right, so let's do...
What's the question? What are we doing?
Well, you already answered it, so we're going to go...
Liquor. Damn near killed her. Sorry, it's liquor.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. Hey.
Brian, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a word, and you just give us the first word that comes to mind.
We're back live.
Yeah, we're back.
Yes, we're back.
Okay.
We're back.
Edwin Oscar. What up?
Okay, Miley Cyrus.
Glad she's not my daughter. Oh.
Oh, that was okay.
Love.
Truth.
Mm. Beer.
Truth.
Okay, peace.
Hopeful.
Kim Kardashian.
Gold digger.
Boobs.
Okay. Yummy.
Kesha.
Urine. Urine?
I was thinking dirty.
That's really good.
That's really good.
She drank her own urine. I mean, that's...
Okay. Luscious.
Precious.
Precious. Okay.
Precious.
Crush.
What?
Crush.
Orange.
Hormones.
Raging.
Twerk.
Unless someone really good is doing it. Okay.
Pillow.
Fluffer.
Sweet. Allison is our new host, and she...
Maybe I might get cut. They might cut me.
we might cut her. We don't know.
You can't cut her.
I know. Here's what.
You're all doing great. So is Newman. Where the hell is Newman?
He's outside smoking a cigarette because you pissed him off.
I did.
And so now he's out smoking. You broke his streak. Yeah. So, well, it's whatever.
He's finding his zen with his vapor cigarette.
Allie, what was really cool, when we brought Allison in, like, I knew that she was really a huge fan of celebrity gossip, and this might be something that she's interested in, so we thought we'd give her a little audition.
They made me do some work today, and I have a four-year-old, and that was very hard.
So, we want to see if we might want to add this segment to the show. So, Allie, tell us your...
Okay.
Give us what you got.
This is for you first. Yeah. Were you in a movie with Nick Cage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I looked you up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Allie did her research.
Oh, I did. I did. Okay.
She's working hard.
You don't have to talk about this, but since you're drunk, you might want to put in some input.
I'll talk about whatever.
Okay. So, I found out that Nick Cage and Weston Cage... From my sources. Can I say that?
Yeah,
my sources.
Girl. Sources.
Okay. They like to share women, number one.
Weston Cage.
His son.
Oh, shit.
His older son. They like to share.
Oh, really?
And watch.
Like, they pass them back and forth?
And watch.
Oh. Nice.
Okay. That's the first
one. Bangry.
Then they were at a Motley Crue concert.
What?
And Tommy Lee, whom I've met, and he's very nice. Weston was in the way of Vince Neil's room, whom I've met too. He's also nice. And, Tommy Lee almost kicked Weston's butt because he was in the way. And Weston is like a girl, and he fights anybody, girls and guys, and gets beaten up a lot. That's what I hear. Allegedly.
Wow. Allegedly.
And they got kicked out of the Motley Crue concert by the security guards. But I wanted to ask you. Is he cool? Did you meet him?
Yeah, I mean, I when
is
I worked with him,
eccentric?
I actually, honestly, we never said two words. I think I said excuse me once.
Did you look him in the eye?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we had to do a scene where we're shooting at each other.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
So, we have guns at each other. But what's cool about him, and I will say this, is my sister, Rose, was visiting the set, and that's her favorite actor. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
He was like, she took a picture with him. He was super cool.
Aww.
And,
oh, nice.
And he was very, very nice. Very nice guy. And I got nothing bad to say about him. He was
okay,
a
good.
Pro. I mean, there's stories about, God knows I've got my stories.
I know. I want to know.
Yeah. Oh, my
you
God.
You
want to
know?
I
yes.
do. Like, can you
all right. I'll say one.
Just give us one little tidbit, because when there's smoke, there's fire. I know things. I mean, I used to live in L.A., and, you know things. So I know you know things.
Right,
what do you know?
I almost got in a fight with Scott Baio.
Yes!
Really? That's what we're looking for! Why did you, like, wait for this?
Oh, do tell. Do tell.
We were at a party, and my friend was a house party. It was like 90. You girls are probably all, like, elementary school. It was 90. It was 98.
Oh, that
party.
Was just being born.
Charles yeah. in Charge. Y'all know that? Did y'all watch
like
Charles in Charge?
Yes.
Yes.
Charles in
yeah,
Charge.
Yeah, well, I had a party.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine, Zelensky, J to the Z, we're at this party. My buddy Harry Van Gorkum is throwing it, and we're having a good time. And I'm drunk, like now, and my friend says, dude, don't turn around, but Scott Baio's coming behind you. Now, I can't hear him saying this, because the music is so effing loud. So I'm like, what? He goes, Scott Baio is behind you. I go, who? Mm. And now, as I'm asking him, Scott Baio's getting progressively closer. So my friend's getting progressively quieter.
Uh-huh.
And he finally goes, Chachi! I go, Chachi, who the fuck is Chachi?
Oh, no.
And I turn around, and there is Scott Baio bowing out.
No.
Friends, and they're all pissed. I'm like, I'm drunk, I'm trying to explain it. No one cares. That's the story. Sorry, it's pretty boring.
Okay, who are we talking to tonight?
Oh, it's
Ben. Ben Oscar!
Hey! Ben, nice
What's
to meet
up?
You.
What's up?
I'm sorry about my comments, man. I'm sorry, dude. I was
Wait
drunk.
The face.
I was drunk. It's all right, Oscar. I love you, man.
Brian.
What?
Actually, it was Say Two Things If That's All Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
First, I want to congratulate Brian and Allison for being part of the show.
Woohoo!
Yay! Thank you.
Oh, yay.
And the other thing was, I wanted to give a shout out to Jade for her tour, Stuart Little, that's coming up.
Yay, Jade!
Yeah, she's touring.
Dallas Children's Theater.
Yeah, with Shrek.
Nope.
Stuart Little.
You know, what's the...
Good enough.
Just a donkey! That's wrong, sorry.
Wrong one.
Still wrong.
Both the wrong one.
What you got, Ben?
Any questions for us?
Oh, yeah, I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben, I have a question. What are you wearing right now? Are you wearing your Shrek underoos?
What's going on?
My what?
No, ben, don't worry. Right.
Don't listen to him.
What's your question?
What's your question, Ben?
Okay. My question is, if you were starting a relationship and going on a first date, what would be the best place you would probably consider to go take someone?
Best place?
Good question, Ben.
Somewhere that she wouldn't pay for herself.
Yeah, I would say... Somewhere fun, man. Something fun, like an activity is always good, because mm-hmm. you can't fail. There's a lot of other people that are doing goofy stuff, like amusement parks or bowling. Or a bar with, you know, karaoke. Stuff that involves participation, I think, is always a safe bet.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Or any bet, any date with Benjamin Oscar is a good date.
Yeah!
Hello!
What's your sign, Ben? What's your sign?
Yeah.
Why not? Taurus. Oh,
yay!
Jesus!
Yeah, that's my sister.
I love Taurus.
Tauruses are good. Tauruses and Virgos go well together.
Way to go.
I'm an Aquarius.
Taurus is better than Gemini, trust me.
They are so much better than Gemini.
Gemini suck.
But all of us are. They are. That's
why. I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. Well, it personality.
Shut up! It's not true. It's not true. Shut up! You shut up.
Exactly, Ben.
Yes.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Love you, Ben.
Click.
Good peeps.
Talk to you.
You're good people.
Kisses,
bye.
Peace.
I like Ben Oscar.
I love Ben Oscar. No, I do.
Ben Oscar is like.
I'm good. I'm very intuitive about people. He's got good energy.
Yeah, he's good people.
He's so nice.
I'm talking about.
Okay, so. I'm going to go ahead and read our Twitter sphere that's been happening throughout the night.
All right.
So, Spencer Pennington says, do you all have any thoughts on tantric sex or spiritual sex?
Oh.
Is there any merit to it?
Hold on, Newman's back.
I'm back.
Give me a hug.
Why?
I don't really need hugs.
I'm dead.
Oh my God, everything's happening right now.
Sorry, man. I love you.
You know what?
You're a beautiful man.
Okay, Brian, sit down.
Making jokes.
Brian.
Let's drink some wine and chill up.
Everything's good. Okay.
If you say it.
So, Spencer Pennington wants to know, Newman, you just walked in. So he wants to know, do we have any thoughts on tantric sex or spiritual sex?
Well, obviously, you do by the way you said that.
I don't know what spiritual sex is.
Sting does tantric. Yeah.
Like, do we just
spiritual sex is like we're going, Jesus, hallelujah!
Are we just like staring
praise
at each other?
Praise God, this sex is amazing!
Yeah, tantric is
praise
not,
God.
Like staring at...
Sorry.
Like, what is it?
Yeah, tantric is like, it's really about like your breath. Your breath has to match each other. Your positions match. Yeah, like you
I might be embarrassed.
It's like really, really sacred and very, very intimate.
Yeah, that's
all I have is tantric sex.
Well, and how do we have it? Why do we feel
about myself.
It?
Yeah.
I personally think it's a great, I think it's great when you're in a relationship, and I think it's a great way to like spice up a relationship where you've been having
but
sex
I don't have
with
enough
the same
time.
Person for a long time.
It takes a long time, right?
She's too busy being married and the kids.
No, and the cool thing is like, you can... like have an everlasting orgasm.
Oh.
Like, you know, men can learn how to repurpose, and it's not all about the ejaculation. It's about like this, like they can repurpose the energy, and like so they don't come and they just kind of like keep
can you
that,
write this down for me?
Yeah, it's really, really, really awesome. So tantra can be totally, totally amazing. Because I think it's really good for relationships where it's, you know, you may have been together and you're very intimate. Because it's a very, very intimate practice. It's not something you want to do with somebody you're, like, just hooking up with.
Have you ever had a one-night stand that you ran into that didn't remember you?
Oh,
what
that's
did you
embarrassing.
Do?
I would pretend like I didn't remember him.
Right. Yeah. I've never had that experience.
That's never happened to me. Everyone remembers having
that
experience. Especially if you're doing
tantra. Like, forgettable. Like we didn't know each other.
Really?
Really?
It's like
that
a double fake out.
Happened?
What did you think?
I've never had anybody... It's never been, we've always known.
Yeah, it never happened. Okay, so what are the...
I mean, stop making a point go, hey, remember when we fucked that one time in 94?
When you were really drunk.
We fucked in 94.
true. I would probably pretend like I did not see the person.
But if they come and talk to you.
Oh, well, then you're like, oh, hey.
Really?
Like, yeah.
All right, Oliver Fitzsimmons says, Brian's comedic posts are very funny. How long should you know someone before beginning a joke with them?
What a joke.
A joke.
Like, zero time. Jokes
like,
are good. Zero.
Jokes are good because it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, just keep
going.
It's
like foreplay.
Okay, this is Katie Deegan, and she says specifically for you.
Me?
Any Yes. Okay. Any embarrassing sexcapades?
Oh,
let's not beat around the bush.
Oh, don't beat around that bush.
Especially if they have one.
Right?
Don't beat that bush, folks.
Handscaping, Newman.
All right.
Take care of business.
This shit's taken care of.
Trim it.
That lazy is.
Thank God. I'll blow it up. I'll blow that up.
I don't know what that means.
That is okay. I blow up dolls.
Brian, answer the question.
Oh, yeah.
An embarrassing sexcapade.
I like long walks in the beach.
No, embarrassing sexcapade.
I had sex in a tree in Costa Rica.
In a tree.
A tree?
That would be fun.
It was fun.
A tree or
Costa Rica.
In a tree.
Next to a tree?
In a tree.
Wait. You both climbed a tree.
And
we
had sex
tree,
in it.
And we got...
Was it close to the ground? Was it close to the ground? Like,
no, it was,
I just feel like you'd be getting like branches up your ass. And
there was a family having a picnic down there.
No!
We were already into it, and
y'all finished. And
yeah, we finished.
So we have a family.
She dumped me the next day.
All right, someone wants to know.
Not really.
For you, Brian.
What?
How are you coping without cigarettes? It's been a while. How are you doing?
Who is asking this question? Who the fuck is asking this question?
Folks,
no cigarettes?
Good.
I fucking love it. No cigarettes is amazing.
Do you really?
Thank you, Newman.
Huh? No, it's Oliver Fitzsimmons.
Oh, Oliver in Australia.
Is he really
Oliver
in Australia?
Oliver in Australia is right. He's going to get bloke. Things are good. No cigarettes. I haven't had a fag in a while. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's what they call it down there. And Oliver Simmons, I want to suck your penis.
Perfect. Okay, so this is from Stephen Gobley from Everybody. What's the most hilarious, embarrassing thing that involving sex that has happened to you?
Oh, my God.
Before
yeah,
and after.
Sex in a tree.
I don't have anything.
Allie, go. You're first.
Why? Because okay.
You're the new...
Okay. Go. I was in St. Lucia. We were in the jacuzzi at a resort. The lights went on. It was not good. I had to run out of it and go back to my hotel room.
Wait, what?
In the middle of
sex? Yes.
Did he put
No, the lights went on in the middle of... The lights were off. The lights went on in
that
the
was
jacuzzi.
That was you?
I don't know what that meant.
I sent you my email address.
I'm sorry.
I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
And so then I had to run and hide up. And go. We had to go back to the room.
Most embarrassing?
My most embarrassing was I have this trick that I do.
Oh.
If I know that I'm going to have sex with somebody that night, then, you know, I insert a tampon.
I say like a Snow White dove.
No, and I excuse myself. I excuse myself to the restroom, and I pull it out, and I swab and get everything nice and clean, and swish, swish. Well, one time I was going out with somebody, and I forgot to do this, and I ended up having sex with the, without doing, without
what?
Thing.
What?
So. Which is great. I'm
this
so glad you did.
Nothing. I don't hear
but that. Why do you do that? Why do you?
Because it swabs it out. It makes it smell nice, and you know,
okay.
It's just a nice extra treat for whoever.
Oh, an extra treat.
Extra.
Okay.
You know,
learn something new every day.
Yes, there's your sex tip, everybody.
But don't leave it in.
But don't fucking leave it in. Excuse yourself to the restroom and remove
it. Out real quick.
You ever had a massive
No. So,
oh my God. What's going on?
I don't know.
Joke.
Everything's happening. Welcome, Allison.
I got a condom stuck up there one time.
Whoa!
And nice. We were like adjusting and he didn't put it on very well.
Oh.
And then,
yes, I did.
Oh my God.
Then we kind of like were changing positions and then it was like, I was like, wait, where's the condom? And he was like,
duh.
I was wondering why that felt so amazing.
Oh,
oh God.
Bareback.
And, yeah, bareback.
Bareback Mountain.
Is right. And,
Dang danger.
And so I thought it just like fell off somewhere. I was expecting to find it, and then I found it like 2 days later.
No!
Oh, look at the balloon animal!
Hello! Yeah, it was traumatic.
It's a balloon animal now.
Oh no. Newman.
Oh no.
Very embarrassing.
Newman, what's your most sexual embarrassing moment?
I don't know if I should say it.
Do it.
Probably the most embarrassing was one time when I was ready to
get it off.
Yeah. I shot it up this guy's nose.
Whoa.
Oh no.
And he started choking like,
oh Jesus.
Oh god.
And I thought that something I don't
know if he's
gonna die.
Oh no!
Murderer!
That's upsetting.
Murderer!
That is upsetting.
How do you explain that to the EMT?
I don't know.
My Brian, nose!
Your
he
turn.
Shot his dick in my nose.
Yeah, and he's choking.
God!
He's choking to death on it.
Oh my
choking
god.
On his jizz.
What's your favorite?
How long did he choke?
The jizz singer.
It was like for right. like 30 seconds,
what?
And I was just like, oh.
Did you do Heimlich?
My question,
no.
What do I do?
Yeah, because you can't Heimlich.
Was
you can't pass.
Like, do I just, like, try to scoop it out?
Oh my god.
What's my question?
Like, Danny, are you
it's
okay?
The same one. What's your most embarrassing, Brian?
Embarrassing sex moment? My first time.
Oh, why? Okay.
Yeah, because I lasted, it was the back seat of a car, and I lasted about 15 seconds.
Aww.
At bottom.
You
said,
oh my
please
god.
Please get off of me. I made glue. And
oh no.
I'm so sorry.
Ben Oscar wants to know if you'd ever consider doing a stand-up comedy show. You.
Of course I would, Ben. I love.
He was paid enough.
I love comedy and making people laugh, but I also may hurt people's feelings. It's a dangerous fine line you walk in comedy and tragedy, Ben.
Okay, have you ever had an arch enemy? Mine was a teacher in high school, a true adversary. I had respect for him. It says Oliver.
Yeah, I
what?
My high school drama teacher. Patted me on the ass my sophomore year of high school. I did Splinter in my ass. I played Bud Stamper. It was my second play. I did UIL, and my drama teacher grabbed my ass on stage as a joke, and I made a big deal about it, and I upset her, and she went home crying. She had it for me for a while there. But she also taught me about working on your craft and to be the best no matter what. No matter what part you are.
So, Oliver.
Listen to me, I'm not done. God
oh,
damn it. Lois Logan.
No!
Lois Logan, I love you!
We're right here.
I want to be with you.
And I want to know this
I
question.
Retired drama teacher.
This is a good question from Oliver. Oliver wants to know, I guess he looked you up, I don't know, but he said, was that.
Good job, yo.
Love Connection show scripted?
Yeah. No.
Brian was on Love Connection.
Yeah,
yes.
What's Love Connection?
Wait,
like?
Yeah.
The real Love Show Connection?
Like, that was the long time ago one? With
yeah.
Well,
Chuck
Woolery?
Was Chuck Woolery
Pat
doing
Bueller,
too?
Pat Bueller.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I did it in 99.
I loved that show.
Oh, they brought it
and
back.
And you go for three, like there are three ladies that you can choose from.
Well, I was one of the three guys.
Oh, I
three
love
guys.
That show.
Oh.
It was her, and I was one of three guys.
So was it scripted? Yeah, you got picked, but was it scripted?
Yeah.
Was it scripted? I saw that too.
It was not scripted. They actually cut a lot out.
Bachelorette.
It was an hour.
Was it real?
Yeah, it was real. I went on a date with her, and sweet girl. We had a good time. She was really
loose.
She was nice.
Loose lips sink ships.
Well, she was a stripper, right?
We never had sex.
Did they
we
pay
made
for
out.
It?
They paid for everything. We went to.
Did they pay you to be on the show?
We had dinner at. They paid me to the show. Yeah,
they did.
We had dinner at. What's the Spago's?
Oh, nice. Snap! Did they pay for
next
it?
To Stan Winston, RIP, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, right there.
Oh, Arnold!
Our
nice.
Arnold. Name dropper. Sorry.
Fierce.
Leah's
okay.
Awesome, by the way.
Thanks.
She's wearing a black sweater and a pink top. For those at home.
It's not a sweater. It's a throw.
A throw.
Because I'm cold.
It's a cardigan.
I'm always cold. So.
We sacrifice me.
Let's vote on which wine we like the best.
The red one.
I don't remember the fourth one.
All of them.
The Grape Creek.
Yeah, I'm
the Benjamin
the
Oscar
Creek.
One.
I'm into the Grape Creek.
I like the one that Allie brought.
That's
is that
the
Grape Creek? Okay.
One.
Yeah, so I like the Allie one.
Even though you have three in one.
Person.
I like the Allie one.
Awesome.
The Bud Light. Yeah, Budweiser.
So, Ryan, like, how do you feel? Like, are you, how do you feel about the red wine therapist? Like, what's your...
I think that I'll come back. I think that next time I'll pay more attention to people's questions, and I got a little ADD, and this, now that I get the environment, I'll be back, and...
If you had to review us,
would
you know?
I would say, how many stars?
1 through 5.
I would give it 4 stars.
Yes.
Maybe,
yay!
I give 4 stars.
4 stars.
Maybe 4.5.
Why do we not? Why do we not get 5?
What can we
because
do to move from a 5?
I'm the only one that's naked right now.
And that's how we like it.
And I walk in the door naked. And the AC is kicking, and I got shrinkage.
Oh no!
It's like a half roll of Sertsum. It's not good. By the way, Allie's awesome sauce.
Yes.
You are awesome. Yay. Allie's good. Definitely the bee's knees.
Okay,
guys. Keep her on the show. You guys have all been great. I love all of you.
Okay, but we're not doing that yet. You
I
have to have
sex with all
oh
four.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! At the same time.
We have an orgy.
Everything's happening. You're like ruining my order, and then my OCD is freaking out right now.
My ADHD is loving it.
I am having so many orgasms right now. I can't handle it.
Hold on. Where's the? I'm going to text Benjamin Oscar before
everything's happening.
Tantric breath.
Benjamin Oscar, call me.
Breathe it in. Hold it. Breathe it out.
Okay. We repurpose.
Sorry.
Brian.
We need to get those
Thank
notes.
You for being on our show. Where can we find you? Tell us about your stuff.
I'm Brian Massey. I'm on Twitter, Mr. Massey and MrMassey.com. I also have a show called TheOtherShow.com. It's kind of cool, so check it out. I'll be like...
Wow.
I want to be your friend.
No. Not allowed with
just
that voice.
Just thanks for being here. Benjamin Oscar, sorry if I offended you. I'm sorry. Let's go.
Am I rating?
Yeah, we're doing the Allie thing.
No, don't rate me. I'm scared.
Okay, guys, so we're going to talk about Allie and how we think she did. And I want to go on record as saying I think she did awesome.
Let's give Allie the clap.
Like,
yes.
I don't want
like,
the clap.
One through five.
That's an STD, though.
Oh my god.
5 stars.
That sounds horrible.
Allie, clap for me.
That sounds horrible on the microphone.
5 stars for Allie.
No clapping. Oh my god, please
clap.
Don't clap.
Is always there.
I've never seen Leah this
terrible.
Come on,
Newman,
in my life.
We've always got the clap.
Newman,
I give all
so
of you the clap.
Out.
The Fantastic Four.
It's ridiculous.
Bring
okay.
me back. If you bring me back, I swear to next time I'll get personal and I'll wear underwear.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. If we bring you back, I'm going to start cutting myself.
Newman is having the worst of his life.
Newman.
Okay, we're going to talk about Allie first. 1 through 5, you guys. I rate Allie a 5.
Why are you going
back? I rate you a 5. I think you're awesome.
I think so, too. I think she'd stay.
I rate a 10. She's so much better than that old biddy we used to.
He's kidding.
I give Allie a 5 million.
5 million,
yes.
Yes,
stay.
Allie's awesome. Son.
Stay with us, Allie.
I love Allie.
So...
Keep your 4-year-old away from my 2-year-old.
So, Allie...
No!
So... Sorry. You know,
maybe.
Spotlight on you. What did you think of your first day at Red Wine Therapist? Like,
what
how are
you
feeling?
Scared. I'm scared.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Did we scare you?
You'll have better guests.
I don't.
You'll have better guests.
we'll
I loved
guests.
It. It was fun.
Awesome.
I'm sorry we threw Brian at you for first day.
After Brian, I can do anyone.
Talk about trial by fire. Like,
right?
I like the initiation.
Yeah, and it was great. I got haste. It was good.
She got haste. She got glazed.
Since this is your first day, you get to close the segment and shut us down.
All right. And this is where I was talking to myself earlier.
Uh-huh. Like I did.
But I won't. Join us next time when we will be discussing
that's
TBD.
To be decided.
Until then, love, sex, and wine.
Love, sex, and wine, you guys. Say
love,
bye.
Love, sex, and wine. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
All right, today. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
Okay.
Sean.
You just read the script. Shut up.
Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Hercules. Yeah.
What did he say? He said something like something you theater people say.
Scene?
No. In the script, what to say, and he said it like really loud because it was an on cast.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's so embarrassing. Okay.